Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when you need them?
Hour number three. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster. Holster today.
Now, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, normally, you don't see this kind of thing till at least somewhere past the, you know, the somewhere past the midterms, which we haven't even gotten to yet. We haven't even gotten to the past first year yet, which is problematic. Because this administration is literally out of gas. None of their monetary policy, which is basically printed by the bucket loads, has worked. And people have noticed. None of their immigration policy, tell everybody to come, travel to neighboring nations, give U.S. tax dollars away, beg and plead for their help. None of that has worked. And people have noticed. None of their anti-crime policy, threaten lawful gun owners with confiscation, has worked. People have noticed. None of their foreign policy, which is embolden Iran, play footsie with China, ask the UN to investigate Americans, take the side of the Cuban regime, undermine the Abraham Accords, has worked. And people have noticed. So, what will work? Joe Biden ponders over his daily lime jello from his lunch tray. He flashes back. Say when the campaign was going and blue state governors were bossing people around and we choked off business and forced everyone to stay home and we got elected. Those were the good old days, weren't they, Joe Asterisk? And now, this is 2021 and we know far too much to just go along with it like we were fear porned into doing in 2020. Nevertheless, social media influencer Jack Posobiec reported this week, White House chatters that lockdowns for Delta variant are all but a done deal. Virtually all blue states are cooperating with the White House and CDC. They're aiming for late second week of August per White House official. As they claim the Delta variant is as contagious as chickenpox, measles, and the like, they are banking on the media backing them and the runway, you know, and the runway to take control. The problem here is that even some of the normal lockstep media aren't going to play their role. The New York Times' David Leonhardt went off message in the Gray Lady this week. He detailed some of the mysteries of COVID-19 and how specifically the Delta variant is turning out not to be the challenge the White House is wanting everybody to think it is. The administration and their puppets at the CDC based their reversal of guidance this week upon a single study out of India. Because, after all, India was the place where Delta seemed to rage for a couple of months. And it is evidently, and I say evidently, or loosely, because the CDC refuses to show us the data. But some lawmakers have seen the data. And the cause of the scary 83% of new COVID infections in the U.S. currently. Now, the only problem being that not only did the study from India get so panned by medical journals that they refused to publish it, but as Leonhardt points out, Delta rates are now plunging in India and Britain. He also notes that experts feared an intense regional breakout in Michigan that would sweep through the Midwest, but ended up just sort of fizzling out. The administration then points to the regularly faulty new infection numbers as proof that action must be taken, and the lapdog media is still glad to oblige. Last night on the 11:30 local NBC News in New York City, scare stories had large black block font numbers showing for New York and New Jersey infections ran as high this week as they have since May. The anchor even said the month's name in dramatic fashion. May! Yet, as Dr. Nicole Safier has said repeatedly, you know, infection rates are not the key indicator. The key indicator belongs to hospitalizations and deaths. Dr. Martin Makary said there's roughly two hospitals in the entire nation that are serving a slight uptick in COVID beds and activity. And while the mayor of Washington, D.C. is playing along with Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Pelosi's facade in the nation's capital, the Beltway is breaking out into crisis. D.C. only recorded one death where COVID was present in the final 2 weeks of July, while 11 homicides occurred over that same period. And then when you circle back to how those scary numbers about how current numbers compare to May, the CDC removed the mask guidance on May the 14th, 2021. That rolling seven-day average of deaths at that time was reported to have been 549 per day, where COVID was present. This past Wednesday, where all these scary infection numbers spiking but not hospitalizations, the rolling seven-day average was 296. As Dr. Mark Siegel said, there has been a spike of COVID infections almost exclusively among the unvaccinated. Dr. Makary clarified that saying that more precisely it's occurring among the non-immune. He's also expressed frustration that the CDC refuses to show the data on post-infection antibody-positive persons, which would be very enlightening. Longtime healthcare authority former New York Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy added that as all other COVID variants, children are no more at risk of catching or transmitting Delta than any of the previous versions. And despite all of this, nevertheless, the White House is out of gas. They have no plan to serve any of the major crises that we're currently facing, much less those of their own policies that have caused to worsen. So what can they do? Well, they can deny science and claim authority and fear porn you into another lockdown, masked up existence of misery. Which I'm beginning to believe is their plan. It's almost like they're trying to brace us and get us revved up for this coming lockdown. Except, like in my state of South Carolina, which South Carolina is not led so much as the leaders of South Carolina are followers. So, my governor has gotten out there and said, we're not going to be masking up this time. And I was stunned. Of course, Ron DeSantis is saying the same thing. I mean, and this is the way we need to go. I'm waiting to see which way Texas breaks. And it would be great in my home state of South Carolina for it to be South Carolina, Florida, and Texas that leads, it sets the tone of the nation. I would love that. I'm not holding my breath on that one, though. But I would love it. But here's the thing. There's a reason I took the vaccine. There's a reason I have done everything they said up to that point. That's because at that point, that's when I chose I am done complying with everything else up to this point. I played your stupid games up to this moment, and I'm done. I am done. You have failed to prove to me anything that means anything to me in real evidence. And for that reason, I will not comply. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Gun rights, you know, you can look at any other genre of anything going on out there. You can look at any other parts of the Bill of Rights. And without gun rights, it's all hollow. It's all words on paper. Without the right to weapons in order to enforce our freedom from a government, it's all just words. They are the linchpin protecting citizens from the loss of all rights. And, you know, right now, currently, your president and your Speaker of the House, Speaker Pelosi, are all advancing a gun grab. Now, modern history provides troubling proof that loss of liberty is preceded by the disarmament of citizens. Disarmament of citizens also precedes genocide. This week, the most obvious example is right before our eyes as we watch the Cuban people pleading for freedom. Fidel Castro took control of Cuba in 1959 and immediately called for removing all guns from citizens. His new communist regime sent agents door-to-door to coerce citizens into turning over their firearms. Now, it has happened here in New Orleans with Hurricane Katrina. Local and imported law enforcement officers from outside states went door-to-door to take firearms from U.S. citizens at a time when the citizens needed them most. That wouldn't happen today. It should not have happened then. Totalitarianism and gun confiscation are always intertwined. There's an article called A Brief History of Repressive Regimes and Their Gun Laws, which provides important research regarding this pattern by a author, Jose Nino. He outlines a recent example in Venezuela. The day of reckoning came when Venezuela banned the sale of firearms and ammo in 2012 under the guise of fighting crime. What does that sound like? Despite the gun ban in place, crime rates continued to skyrocket. Now Venezuelans have no way to defend themselves against a government that is free to muzzle their speech, expropriate their wealth, debase their currency, and starve them to death. And if that isn't enough, the average Venezuelan must contend with the constant threat of common criminals and colectivos, Venezuela's infamous pro-government paramilitary units. After the Communist Revolution brought Lenin into power in 1918, Soviets immediately enacted strict gun control laws, which excluded Communist Party elites, of course. We see this mentality even in the United States as celebrities and politicians insist that regular folks do not need to protect themselves, even as the elites have guns and security personnel. Eastern European countries quickly succumbed to communist practices and implemented gun control in the mid-1900s. East Germany needed more than a wall to imprison the people and strip away freedom. They needed them to be disarmed, just to make sure that wall was effective. Present-day Democrats' so-called common-sense gun laws sound remarkably like the gun laws imposed by Putin in Russia. Psychiatric examinations, burdensome government classes, home inspections by government agents, written tests and registration. Democrats have a sordid history of gun control, despite their attempts to rewrite that history. Long before Joe Biden told CNN's Anderson Cooper he was coming for our guns, the Democrats were using gun control to restrict freedom and concentrate Democrat power. Long before Vice President Harris proudly proclaimed she was for mandatory gun buybacks, or gun confiscation, for those who are not adept at reading between the leftist line, the Democrats were in the business of confiscation. Long before this administration nominated an attorney general and an ATF director who openly opposed the Second Amendment, the Southern Democratic Party used the KKK to take guns away from black Americans. Sadly, our history displays horrific offenses against the rights of individuals to defend themselves. And another well-researched article, The Racist Origins of American Gun Control Laws, author Thomas E. Edlam, points out that subjugation and control are the purposes of these laws. He writes, the rules against owning guns were aimed not just at those nominally deemed slaves in America. They were aimed at all subjected peoples. The text of Virginia's first slave code applied the same restriction to free blacks and indentured servants, mostly Irish Catholics and Scotch Presbyterians, but also criminals. Nearly all other southern slaveholding states copied Virginia's lead, passing laws banning the ownership of guns for both slave and free African Americans. And those laws stayed in effect and were updated after independence from Britain. Georgia's 1833 Slave Code required that the free persons of color so detected in owning, using, or carrying firearms shall receive on his bare back 39 lashes. Alabama's 1833 Slave Code was nearly identical with exactly the same punishment. North Carolina's 1855 Slave Code simply stated, no slave shall go armed with a gun, sword, club, or other weapons, or shall keep any such weapon. The state omitted the mention of free blacks largely because North Carolina had so few free black Americans. Even now, many states have red flag laws implemented by both Republicans and Democrats, which allow gun confiscation even if an individual hasn't committed or even threatened to commit a crime. All it takes is a complaint from a third party without any evidence, and this can lead to a court proceeding that eliminates your Second Amendment right. President James Madison, he famously warned Americans that disarming the people is the best and most effective way to enslave them. Modern history always proves one thing to me over and over and over again. No matter how much things change, they always seem to stay the same. Right now, modern history is, you know, showing Madison to be prophetic. And the fact that this has gotten to this point is pathetic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are diving into the nearly $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill this week.
I hope we can use our time in the Senate efficiently. The longer it takes to finish the bill, the longer we'll be here.
Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying there will be numerous debates and votes on amendments on the bill. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, adding,
Senators on both sides expect and deserve opportunities to have a say and to put their own state's imprints on this major bill.
The White House is calling on state and local leaders to use COVID relief funds to create their own eviction moratoriums. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying too many states and cities have been too slow to act. The Biden administration is asking states to pause all eviction proceedings and extend the moratorium for at least 2 months. USA Radio News. A new pandemic record is being set for folks being screened at the nation's airports. The TSA is saying more than 2.2 million people went through security checkpoints on Sunday. A doctor is speaking out regarding his experiences treating COVID-19 positive patients.
Dr. Michael Boulding made an emotional plea for people in Arkansas to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He speaks with CNN's Pamela Brown about what it has been like treating unvaccinated patients as cases surge.
Literally just came from a patient's room in his 20s, and it took six people to get him in a prone position on the ventilator. And we are seeing 20 and 30-year-olds dying now from a preventable illness, and it's heartbreaking.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out. DeSantisHolster.com. Now then. English is my first language. The ridiculous mask kabuki that the lame duck dictator Pelosi is attempting to impose upon the Party of Freedom is the perfect opportunity for the GOP demonstrate that it is not a flock of hapless, wriggling invertebrates. A little spine shown right about now would go a long way, not only to winning back Congress in 2022, but by an even bigger margin than currently anticipated, but to fixing the institution that the power-mad Harridan has grievously damaged. It might mean accepting that Republicans will be booted from the House for a bit. But who cares? We have zero input anyway. What difference does it make? Plus, you'll be outside for the TVs, for all those TV interviews. So, here you go, GOP. I got a game plan for you. First of all, get together. Take your grody face thongs and throw them into the trash. Walk into the people's house. Refuse to obey her erratic and bizarre commands to submit. The ball is in your court. Lame zero, duck zero. Maybe she'll fine you. Great. Have lawyers on standby to go to court for an injunction against her unilateral attempt to alter your pay as legislators. Courts exist to solve disputes, and you have a good case. Can she dock your pay for not voting as she sees fit? And why or why not, Democrat ambulance chasers? Let's have that fight. Maybe she will expel the Republicans. Great. In her regime, the GOP doesn't get to do anything anyway. It cannot even pick their own committee members. So what exactly do we lose if she bars the doors and expels the reps from the Republican side? Hell, they could go back to their districts and start campaigning right now. Let the Democrats stay back in the fetid swamp that is D.C. and live out their collective Jeffrey Toobin Zoom call. Because the fascists are going to fascist. Will she turn her moist, bloated, personal Praetorian Guard from the size of those teary-eyed, glorified mall cops that ought to be Etorian Guard on the Republican rebels? Okay, cool. Carry our reps out in flexi-cuffs and toss them in the clink. I thought they were exempt from all of this stuff anyway. Cool. They'll be free in an hour, and the B-roll will make for wonderful ads about her lameness assault on my democracy. Maybe she will merely berate our reps about how they were literally murdering millions of people with their refusal to submit to serfdom. Which would be music to my ears. I mean, let her rant. Let's establish in the eyes of America, firmly and fully, that the GOP is the party of no hysterics. That sure beats being identified as the party of perpetual pandemic panic. And the public school teachers union cuddling. Vaccinated people. And no matter what you think about it, no matter what you want to believe about it, okay? We got the science to back this up, okay? Pose no substantial danger to others and are at no substantial danger from others. Masks protect nobody from nothing. They never protect anybody from anything. And now they've morphed from a potential prophylactic to a visible virtue signal for the neurotic weirdos. And Republicans, you got to stop playing along with this stuff. So you might be saying, do I know more than the CDC? I know enough about what I'm talking about right now. If the particles of the COVID-19, which will no longer affect me because I'm vaccinated, if they're smaller than the particle, than the size of the filter in the mask that they think I should be wearing, then no, masks do nothing for me. So yes, in this I know, I may not know more than the CDC, but I know enough, you know. Now the CDC and their CNN-loving medical meat puppets have been right about masks in the past, but this is only because they've literally taken every possible position on masks since they began botching the pandemic response 18 months ago. One of their myriad positions had to have been correct. You want to play that? I'll play that. Let's review. First, masks were useless, and we should not wear them. Then it became, you must wear a mask. Then it became, no, you must wear two masks. Then after the Trump vaccine went out, it became, thanks to President Asterisk vaccine, you don't need a mask. Now it's, you must wear a mask again because think of the children. One of those has to have been right. I don't know. My opinion, apparently shared by the malignant little dwarf in his private emails, is that the correct one was position numero uno, which was get that ridiculous rag off of your mug. So no, our legislators will not be launching a genocide by refusing to abase themselves for the lame duckstress's pleasure. Instead, they will be striking a powerful blow for freedom. Now, there will be consequences, and this scares the sissies on our side. I suggest they be more scared of us primarying their cowardly behinds than of some wizened crone who's going to get swept away in this approaching red tsunami. We're only about 3 to 5 seats from a majority now. We're going to gerrymander, and I mean we're going to gerrymander ruthlessly a bunch of new seats. We're going to see lots of Dems retire, opening up more seats, and they can smell the coming rout. And the Democrats have a ridiculous agenda in support of debt, tax increases, criminal coddling, and CRT to weigh them down. When the voters walk into Junior's room to watch him endure another year of teleschool and see that the lesson today is your mommy and daddy are pretty much Klansmen, Klanswomen, and or Klansmen non-binaries, even the most frigid Chardonnay mom in her blue suburb is going to consider secretly checking the box for the party that will put an end to this bizarre nonsense. Nancy Pelosi's always been lame. Now she just has the waterfowl part attached too. She's dry, crusty toast, and it'll be up to the surviving Democrats to clean up her crumbs, and that's when the pain gets delivered. They gotta suffer a lot. Some people learn from study, others learn from pain, so we gotta make it hurt. GOP, stick a hefty price tag on the Democrat caucus's support for their lame duck leader's abuses. Payback is already due and payable. Nancy nuked the norms by stripping Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments for thought crimes. Then she picked who could be on her minor fracas kangaroo committee, the Beltway Cowgirl and her sobbing Renfield Kinzinger, and they barred others who were not Democrat stooges. The old rule is the party caucus leader makes committee assignments, and I guess that's not the rule anymore. Cool. Let each of the ranking Democrat members of each committee, who will revert to being ranked minority members of said committees in January 2023, that the new speaker shall be exercising his prerogative to kick them all off their panels. And that hard-earned seniority, poof, that's gone. Why? Because he can. And, hey, this is Nancy's rules. We're just playing by Nancy's rules. Go talk to her if you don't like it. And if you come to talk to us, well, you're going to be talking to the hand. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We have one thing we can try with the Democrats on this whole mask nonsense. I don't know how far to get us. Just hear me out. Because if it's one thing about them, they are the greenies. They're all about the environment. And if there's another thing that they're committed to, it's being committed to masks. They're deeply invested in the mask narrative. Like all narratives the Democrats do, though, the problem becomes this. What happens when those two narratives collide and the Democrats learn that almost 1.6 billion disposable masks are polluting the ocean, with many more certain to come? I mean, that sounds like a lot of masks, doesn't it? 1.6 billion. Conservatives believe in maintaining a healthy and vibrant environment for the good of those now living and for the benefit of generations to come. Democrats and the other leftists believe that you, humankind, you are the worst parasite the earth has ever produced. Every one of their green initiatives is intended to return the world to this virginal state without any consideration for human well-being. Thanks to Democrats, fuel prices have shot up 30% since Biden entered the White House. Dishwashers and washing machines don't clean the way they used to. You can't get plastic bags or straws in California. Nuclear facilities that provide clean energy are being shut down. Cities buy electric buses that quickly degrade. And car manufacturers are being pushed to produce only electric cars, even though America's power grid cannot handle that. And few people have the ability to break a trip for, 45 minutes to an hour to fill the tank. The real giveaway that Democrats imagine a practically virgin earth, free from the human stain, is the utter disdain they have for people who dare to have children. Children are just this burden on Mother Gaia. We shouldn't have zero population growth. We should have negative population growth. So, with this attitude, you'd think they would have embraced COVID as the good purge, free mother guy of all these pesky, destructive humans. No, but instead they decreed that everybody over the age of 2 must wear a mask at all times in order to survive a virus with a less than 2% mortality rate, and one, moreover, that primarily strikes the very old and sick. Democrats don't care that masks are ineffective against the virus, that people wear them incorrectly, below the nose, under the chin, on again and off again, with constant cross-contamination, or that the disposable masks contain graphene, a very dangerous chemical. We're just told to wear them or else. But then, as is inevitable, we run into that delicious moral conundrum that the Democrats must face. And it is a moral conundrum because Democrats frame all of their demands as moral imperatives. It turns out that the masks are devastating our oceans. And we get this from Oceans Asia. Nearly 1.6 billion disposable face masks ended up in the Earth's oceans in 2020 out of the roughly 52 billion produced in response to the pandemic, according to this study. While governments around the world continue to support mask mandates in public spaces, the impact of disposable masks is only just emerging. They had other grim statistics for the uber-green Democrats who were hell-bent on making masks a permanent fixture. This will result in an additional 4,680 to 6,240 metric tons of marine plastic pollution, says the report, entitled Masks on the Beach, the Impact of COVID-19 on Marine Plastic Pollution. These masks will take as long as 450 years to break down, slowly turning into microplastics while negatively impacting marine wildlife and ecosystems. The 1.56 billion face masks that will likely enter our oceans in 2020 are just the tip of the iceberg, according to Dr. Teal Phelps Bondaruff, Director of Research for Oceans Asia and lead author of the report. 4,680 to 6,240 metric tons of face masks are only a small fraction of the estimated 8 to 12 million metric tons of plastic that enter our oceans each year. Gary Stokes, Operations Director of Oceans Asia. Marine plastic pollution is devastating our oceans. Plastic pollution kills an estimated 100,000 marine mammals and turtles, over a million seabirds, and even greater numbers of fish, invertebrates, and other animals each year. It also negatively impacts fisheries and the tourism industry and costs the global economy an estimated $13 billion per year. Now, the organization, being leftist, recommends reusable masks, even though they are the least effective when it comes to preventing even large particles from passing through. I'm concerned about what's being done to the world's oceans and coasts in pursuit of this non-existent magic bullet to end the COVID contagion. I always, despite that, though, I always get a really good, this is horrible to say. Should I say it? I always enjoy it when the leftists engage in a civil war over their competing values. It's always quite brutal and destructive, and exactly what we need to help expose the world to the contradiction inherent in leftism, especially because both sides of these battles are invariably in the wrong. And as for you, if you don't want to wear a mask, just murmur something about pollution and see if that works. Before we go away, this just came out. A stunning George Washington University poll conducted in June revealed that over half of Republicans, 55%, supported the possible use of force to preserve the traditional American way of life, while also finding that 47% of Americans think there may be a time when patriotic Americans have to take the law into their own hands. Another finding listed in the survey is that Republicans are far less likely, 21%, than Democrats, 83%, to say that changing the nation's gun laws is very or somewhat important. As reported by The Hill, Support for principles like free and fair elections, free speech, and peaceful protests were nearly unanimous among Democratic and Republican voters. But Republicans were significantly less likely to have a strong amount of faith in local and state elections. 85% of Democrats expressed trust in local election officials. 76% saying that some of the state officials compared to 63% and 44% respectively for GOP voters. And what this actually accomplishes here is to show the continuing and perhaps widening divide between the Democrats and the Republicans on gun rights and how political partisans disagree on their understanding of what the Second Amendment actually is. Now, as grassroots gun rights activists repeatedly remind one another on social media, it's not about duck hunting. Considering the reductions to the police departments in some major cities over the past year, you know, the whole defund the police nonsense, and what's left is an apparent decline in the morale among the police officers due to the lack of support that they see happening around them, it's probably not surprising to see an increasing number of citizens concerned about having to act as their own first responder in a life-threatening emergency. So, this is a big problem for these guys because this is an indicator that the masses are beginning to turn in the direction of saying to themselves, it may be necessary for us to fight. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.